All right, final score tonight at Merrimack. Merrimack wins 2-1 over Providence. Warrior of the game is with us. Hugo Alas, 46 saves. Career high, 46 saves in the 2-1 win. You had a game, do you remember, you know, maybe before Merrimack? I know it was a career high at Merrimack, but before that, when you had to make that many saves?
I don't think so. I'm not really sure. I don't really remember, like, how many shots I get per game, but I think this is a career high for sure.
You know, the way the game went, different from last night. I mean, last night was a close battle. Tonight's a close battle. But tonight, you know, they were able to get a lot more shots through for, you know, however it turned out. I'm sure they changed up some of the things they were trying to do so that could happen. But as a result, you saw more pucks, I guess, than you did last night. Do you like it that way?
Yeah, for sure. It kept me in the game the whole time. Kept me warm the whole time. So it's the more pucks you see, the easier it is, I feel like.
You know, I know whenever a puck comes in, right, if defense obviously is trying to do, meaning all five guys in front of you are trying to do what they can to keep the puck out of there and if they have to block it or whatever it is, but some, you know, puck comes in on you, sometimes, you know, that can cause the defense to kind of, okay, now we've got to reset here and try to figure out what to do here. But it seems like, you know, you're steering the puck to the corner or whatever it is, getting it out of harm's way, kind of sets a calming influence back there and makes it easier for the guys in front of you as well.
Yeah, for sure. They did a great job on the rebounds I let out to clear them, so kept it easy for me too. Just had the first shot, and they take care of the rebounds. So,
is there a lot of communication out there too between you and the guys in front of you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to keep them because I can see the ice the best, I feel like, especially in the D zone. So I just trying to tell them who's open, who's not, and where to stand a little bit, and just trying to help them out.
Maybe the first of the, you know, really good chances that they had in the game came early on when guy had a partial break coming up the right side. Do you remember what happened on that play? You were able to make that save, and that kind of started everything going after that.
I don't actually really remember the specific save, but for sure, it's an early big save. It's always going to help out for the confidence, and just the whole team just lifts up, so. Yeah.
So no score at the end of one period. Second period starts. They were able to score what they thought was a goal early on. Waved off right away by the referee. What did you see on that play?
Well, he had a great look at it. So he was in the. He touched me up a little bit in the paint there. So it's obviously not a goal. So.
Luckily.
Yeah, I guess the ruling or what was announced is players in the crease and, you know, sort of preventing you from playing your position. I guess that's what happens. You know, if he's outside of the crease, it's okay. If he's in the crease and you can't quite play the position, then that was what ended up causing him to wave that one off.
Yeah, exactly. So luckily for us, but obviously you've got to play by the rules.
And then later on, you guys end up getting a goal to go up, so it's like a two-goal swing instead of being down 1-0. You guys are up 1-0 on the 2-on-1. So after what you guys had to deal with to that point and all the work you guys had to do, I imagine it felt pretty good to get the lead at that point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And go up 2-0, too, feels really good. Can keep them away for a little bit. Then they scored, but we kept them away the whole time, though.
Third period, they were able to get on the board. Only the one goal, however. You know, it seemed like a total team effort, really, from you on out, the guys in front of you as well, to be able to pull out the 2-1 win.
Yeah, we had a lot of block shots there in the end, and they did a great job, and the D-zone kept the guys outside, so it's pretty easy shots for me.
Anything that you guys talked about? I know that there was a timeout that was called there later on in the third period. Anything that was talked about at that point?
That was mostly because we had a long shift, so probably Scott wanted us to just rest a little bit and catch a breath. So they're going over some stuff, but I would just kept my side of it.
All right, so you guys win this one. A split on the weekend with Providence, a team that's number 10 in the country. So that's a good feather in your guys' cap. You have the one game left against Boston College next week and then the playoffs.
Yeah, this is a great win. Now we know how we can play and just keep rolling this. And hopefully we can go a long ways in the playoffs.
I imagine there were a lot of guys after the game with, you know, ice bags, what have you, from blocking shots and so on after the game. Is that kind of a badge of honor that when you have a game like that, that you guys had to work as hard as you did to get the 3 points?
Yeah, for sure. It feels so much better when you actually have to work the whole game, and it was a tough game and tight game, so definitely feels really good for the guys.
All right, thanks, Hugo. We appreciate it. 46 saves in the Warrior of the Game tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.